Hello, Dave Lane.
Good morning, Invasion.
How are you,
morning,
man?
Dave. I don't know if you just heard Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Did not.
Well, he said that one of the most important things in a human's life is to have the sense that they are appreciated and valued by other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know that it's important to me that I am appreciated and valued by you when no one else is available.
No, it's not like you're the 12th or 13th choice.
Right. There's not even that many people that work here. Come on.
Right. You're not that far down the list. That's ridiculous.
I just appreciate you guys looking out for my mental health.
Yes. We're here for you.
We are here for you, and I'm so glad that you are here for us. So I will... I like to thank you because your inspiration as far as your prom night goes, when you come on the air and play all the 80s prom music, allowed me to go on and have the gumption to go and do the Quiet Storm. And I think I'm going to run it back. Are you going to run the prom back?
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's always dicey because we have to wait until the Stars playoff schedule
comes out. That's right. I was thinking
it only really makes sense to do it on a Friday night.
Right.
And so we have to see kind of what Fridays are available.
And I feel the same way with the Quiet Storm. I'm going to roll it back again. I did it last August. So I feel maybe
it was a year ago, but later in the summer.
I thought maybe trying to do it around Valentine's Day, but I don't want to do it so often that.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep it special.
Right, right. Get a little tired of it because it's a lot. It's involved. A lot of songs you have to prepare.
I wasn't locked in for the entire Quiet Storm, but I did hear a good portion of it, and your production value was incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really well done.
And it was some sexy jams.
Yeah, man.
So hats off to you.
It was just straight out of when I was in high school and college. Just those parties we went to, we would just wait for every 15 or so minutes for them to slow it down, and you try and find a girl to dance with. That's what my whole high school and college life was, to see if I can go and try and find a girl to slow dance with.
Courage,
so nerve wracking. I know, man. It was
my God.
Just the walk of shame when you get turned down. You have to make sure that she was going to say yes, or you would grab a girl. Or if you have to have the instincts to know that it was about time to slow it down. Because if you're out there dancing with her already, you can just say, hey, we're out here already, might as well. And then, you know, that was more likely to get you a yes than anything else. I had a strategy, man.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. Yeah. I was never successful at dances, ever.
No?
Because I never had the gumption, as you said, to make the walk and ask. Because I knew what the answer was going to be.
It's rough, too, because they were all standing in their group with their friends. So it's not like you could ask her one-on-one. You're asking her in front of multiple of her friends.
Yeah, you're basically asking the entire group.
Right, you are. Right.
When you take the walk of shame away, you hear the...
Yep. And you're like, man, I'm never asking out a girl again.
The peer pressure of just saying, all right, I'm going to do it. Like, it took probably three rotations of the slow music going. So they would usually play three slow songs at a time, and then they'll go back to the fast music. So, all right, the first rotation, you're just eyeing someone. Hopefully, she's not dancing. All right, next time a slow song comes on, I'm walking over there.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and then you go, okay, the next time I'll go over there. Oh, you walk halfway, and then you just walk back.
Have you ever had the Sadie Hawkins experience where you are asked either to a dance or for a dance by a girl?
No, we never had that in my school.
We had that. We had that 1 year.
In middle school, there was a girl that was, I think she was in band with me. I played trombone in middle school. I quit before high school because I was like, I can't keep doing this. And so this girl, I think she was maybe a French horn player. I don't know. Maybe clarinet. But she had a crush on me for some reason. And I did not have a similar feeling about her.
Oh, no.
But at a dance, she came over and asked me if I wanted to slow dance with her.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to be a jerk, so I said yes. And so even though I had zero attraction to this girl, I had the most amazing blood flow for that entire song. Because it was really kind of the first slow dance I'd ever had.
And it's middle school?
Yeah.
That, at that point, it's, you know.
But you're embarrassed like as hell, so you have
a gust of wind.
Right. Of course.
There's not much you could do about it.
There's nothing you
that
can do.
That was horrible.
About it. It was terrible. Such
you,
a.
You're like, oh no, no, no! She's like, oh, why are you pulling away from me? Yeah, my sorry.
Yeah, I had hips out.
Right. Right. Definitely. Just, you know, kind of the arms forward, but the hips out.
Just tuck it in your waistband.
And every dude knows exactly what the heck is going on with you. And they're kind of like, yeah, I get it.
I know what happened, man. You all turn around to go back, and it's like, it's like a whole army to go sit down.
Yeah, the middle school dance was, that was definitely the most awkward ones because. You know, you do, because we had some teachers around, hey, you know what, give a little room or whatever. It wasn't the ruler or whatever, but they definitely have to have the chaperones around for middle school. But man, and I've said this before, we had high school dances during the day at our high school at times. Like once a semester, they would cut short fifth, sixth, and seventh period. And for the last hour of the school day, we go to the gym and they had a DJ in there. We party. Oh, it was great. Okay.
But it wasn't like a, like, girls didn't wear dresses to class or anything, right?
No. Nice. It was just, you know, you're in what you're in. And you would go for the last hour, man, and we would party before we
went home. Did they black out the
home.
Doors? Was it actually, like, dark in there?
No.
It was just broad daylight dancing.
Yes,
like
we are.
Zumba class or something.
We are in there doing some running man and everything else. Right. It was great. Fun. We loved it, man. It was like, okay, you're cutting class short and we get to go and dance? Afterwards, this is great. I wish more schools would do that.
Did you ever, because Dave, this would apply to you too, since that girl asked you to dance. Have you ever been asked out by a girl or a woman, like in your life, where a girl came up to you and said, hey, can I go up, you know, a date, a drink, whatever?
Yeah, I have.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty something else. It's surprising.
I'm sure it is. That'd be awesome. Some girl came up to you and was like, hey, I'd like to take you out. I'm like, what? Me? Are you... Do I have something in my face?
I think
this?
I maybe have been propositioned a time or two. But again, it's the similar experience to the middle school dance. It's never the one that you want.
You're right. That's true. But I will tell you this, though. I don't think I've ever told this story on the air. Second day of college. I went a week before we actually started classes, like freshman orientation, whatever. And for some reason, man, we were in the dorm, not the usual freshman dorm that was pretty bad. We stayed in the high rise down in Commerce.
Fancy.
And I applied to East Texas State so early that they had no choice. Like January is when I applied. And I got accepted. Nice, so I got the nice dorm. Yeah. So everyone would just come to our room and just hang out because we had a TV and everything else. So even first, second day of school, everyone's there and we're having a great time. And our room had the two beds in one room and then the living area in the other one. We had our own bathroom also. So this one girl just asked me, hey, come here for a second. And I walked into the bedroom and she almost assaulted me.
Really?
I was like, seriously, no. We turned the tables. I was like, what are you doing?
She's like, what?
Seriously.
Like, you don't want somebody to
say, hashtag me too.
No. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, everyone's in the front room.
Like, she's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. I want you to do this.
Is that you? Like, she said that's exactly what she was saying. I was like, no. Like, the roles were reversed. I was like, please.
She starts unbuttoning her pants. She's like, I promise.
Dude, I'm like, she's no. Like,
I have had yelling, my idea no. Pudding pop.
It's like, the second day of college. I'm like, is this how this is?
That briefcase, I cannot get enough.
I did not have my briefcase in college, you dummy.
You didn't take your briefcase to orientation just to take notes?
Everybody's in that?
But yeah, that was my first instance of that kind of happening. And then it was a little Davy situation. There was one girl that I was... It's not that attracted to, but she really liked me. And she was really nice. It's like, yeah. And then, you know, okay, everyone's coming to my to my room to watch movies. So I was like, okay. And I was I'm not going. And then my buddy's like, come on, man. We're just all going as a group. There's nothing. I was like, okay. And then everyone was coupled up. So now I have to go and sit next to her because obviously she asked. So I'm over there. It was.
Did you sit on her lap?
No, I did not.
No.
No.
I knew it.
No.
I mean,
did you ever have.
I fell asleep during the movie, like real fast. So did you first play? I don't even know what movie.
Did you ever have, and this at college would be the first time that this would really ever happen, because most times, at least back when we were young, if somebody was non-binary, they were closeted in high school. But have you ever had the very overtly homosexual man take an interest in you?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I had a guy that was, he was a friend of mine.
I mean,
in the dorm.
It's okay.
And we would always end up, we had the same group of friends, and we would always eat together in the cafeteria. And he would always accidentally tip over the salt shaker onto my lap, and he'd be like, oh, just let me get that for you.
Seriously?
Yes.
He's like, so when did you start noticing?
It was a bit.
What is this? Is there an extra shaker down here?
Are you gay?
And did he?
I think it's flattering.
Did he outwardly let you know his attraction?
I mean, he knew that I was straight, so he wasn't pushing it. But then there were a couple times where he and his group of friends would coerce me into going out to Dallas with them, and then it was funny because they were like the den mothers, and they would make sure that no one, you know, made me uncomfortable. They're like, he's straight, guys. Don't touch him. Don't look at him.
Don't look at him.
And you're just partying. You're dancing just with everyone. And they can't
touch you. I was like, man, if I actually decided to do this, I would be so successful.
They would. They had so many conversations about you behind your back.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Talking about, hey, you know.
It happens. But it makes you feel good anytime anyone tells you that you're attractive or whatever,
doubt.
Always makes
it really
you feel
does.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
You
want
to talk
Sanjay
about
Sanjay
right.
Gupta just said.
That's right. You want to feel appreciated.
Like, wow.
No matter who it is. No matter who.
Like, thanks. I really appreciate
what
that.
They look like.
Unless they're a cow. Because they're not a human.
But even if what if you're out there and a cow just kind of walks up to you and kind of nudges, you know?
Hey, man.
The head on your leg or something, you'll feel appreciated by that. Like, oh, my gosh.
Everybody needs love.
I guess the FFA people, they fall in love with their cows. Look. Like, not in that way, but, you know, when they raise their cow and then they take it to auction.
I could
they,
see
like,
that.
Cry.
It's like
they
their
cry
little pet.
When the,
right.
the cow gets sold.
Sure. Like, if you ever have a bird that comes to your backyard a lot and you recognize it and then one day it stops coming and you're always, man, whatever happened to that bird?
Are we in like a? Is this?
I've never said that one
what
day
the hell
in my
is going
life.
On?
What
I've
happened
never,
to that bird?
I've never said that.
Hey, bird.
Are we in? Is this like a migratory season?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yes,
because I guess it's happened a couple times when I've been at work that we've had birds fly into our giant picture window in the living room. And basically,
oh, it's so
like,
clean. They
kamikaze
think it's,
themselves,
right?
Yeah, which is very unfortunate.
Are they?
Yeah.
Does
and
it
then,
kill
and
them?
Then, yeah, and then our dog goes and finds them and then drops them by the back door.
He's the cleanup crew.
Yeah,
like, here's
like,
another
you
one.
Take care of this.
Man, you need to leave that window a little bit dirty so they know it's a window.
It is. Well, it's now dirty with grease and blood from birds that have smashed into
help
it.
Help them out a little bit. Clean it off.
Yeah, put a stop sign on your window. Maybe that'll help out. I had to take something to my car this morning. I left the door open because my hands were full, and there was a bird that was flying pretty low, and for a split second, I thought it flew into my house. And
no
if
way.
A bird flies into my house, they can have it.
A
I'm
bird?
Out. Yep, I'm out.
What if it's like a cardinal or a blue jay or something?
Don't care. I will open every window and every door to see if I can
That'd
get them
awesome.
Out of there. I can't catch it.
Do you believe that they're little dinosaurs?
I just
you're afraid they're gonna like attack you.
Well,
pack
you're right,
and, like,
right. I can't find it.
What is like a hummingbird? That'd be
cool. I'm asleep at night, and then all of a sudden, it just attacks me.
How do you get it out of there? You throw a blanket over it?
You just open up all the other doors to let it fly away.
You shoot it.
Well, then it'll invite all its friends in for
man,
an afternoon
just like
dance.
When it was cold outside and all those birds were on my porch. Well, they would tell their friends,
what kind of
like,
bird
look.
Was it? Like a sparrow or
I don't
what?
Know. I can't tell.
What if there's like an indigo bunting? That'd be so pretty to have in your home.
I don't know what that is.
What's an indigo bunting?
It's like a little small bird that people confuse for a bluebird, but it's not a bluebird. So, and it's very bright blue, and it's called a what?
Maddie Birds now.
Maddie Tweets.
Maddie Tweets. All right, put up the signal. All these damn birds you identify. I don't know. I don't care. Only bird I want to know is the one that's
beautiful.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
You have a little thimble of IPA out there for your friends.
I'm like, oh. Look, Henry's back. Come here. He patted on his head.
It's made of grain.
He put some almonds instead of bird seed out, some kale.
They love my backyard. Like they're all ripped and super healthy birds.
All right, Davey, thank you so much.